And a good number of them are here today, and I'm not sure how many want to share, but any of you teens or staff from the week who have something to share, what do we want to do? Bring them across here or across here, Mike? Maybe this is better, huh? Because the microphone's here.
Yeah, with the mic.
And then send them out that way. So you can come on up front, and we can hear from you. Nobody? Well, here's how we're going to do things, okay? You can tell us your name. If you'd like to, tell us, you know, this was my first year at teen camp, or you don't have to do anything, but tell us who you are, and then go ahead and share what you want to share. Let me warn you adults, okay? One thing that's come up in the past, and teens have commented on more than once, is they share some mighty things there that God's working in their hearts, and then an adult comes up after us. Oh, wasn't that cute? Oh, you're missing something here, okay? What we learned this week was God's word. What we learned this week is something that toppled the Roman Empire, that topples man's empires today when it's believed. There's nothing cute about that, is there, Rachel? No, that's some reality. That's some power, right? And just because it's a 13-year-old speaking, it doesn't mean it's not God's word. See, but yet sometimes adults get the idea of, oh, I remember when I was that young and naive and believed life was that simple and wasn't that great back then. I would suggest maybe if you think what they're sharing is cute, you haven't grown up so much as grown away. And maybe you want to talk to one of our teens about how sheep eat, huh? We learned about how sheep eat this week. I promise you nothing being shared today is going to be cute. There's some things that are going to touch and perhaps even reprove your hearts as well as they have mine all week long. So I'll let you guys take it over. And if any of you sitting down change your minds and decide you do want to share, that's available as well, okay? No one in particular. So this is going to bless you.
Hi, my name is Randy Mullins, and this week we looked a lot at the Apostle Paul, his life and ministry. And one thing that touched me that I learned was speaking Christ, making him known. That was gone over a lot. And it was interesting, through all the persecution and trials that Paul went through, the one thing that he did was preach Christ to everyone. And I don't know, that touched me a lot, because I used to think that just read my Bible and go to fellowship and pray and speak in tongues, but I left out preaching Christ and making him known to others. And I realized how I do that is by putting it in my heart, reading the word and learning it, and then it's on my tongue and in my mouth, and that's what I want to talk about. So, thanks.
Hi, my name is Amanda Greatham, and I'm 13, and this was my first year at teen camp. Tom, where are you? And a lot of you know me, seeing my face and everything, but after this week, do you really? Tom taught a lot about the body of Christ and where we stand as believers and walking in love, and our ministries. And that's very important, because if we're not walking in love and using our ministries and what we're here for in Christ, then others are missing out on what we are as individuals. God has given us each a ministry in Christ to use. And if we're not doing that, then not only are we lacking, but the rest of the body is missing out. So that's all.
Hi, I'm Bridget Burke, and this is my fourth year at teen camp, and I got to lead a fellowship this year for my second time, and it was just, it's just such a blessing to be able to handle people's lives, and I think this year especially, I realized how important that is, that it's not just, I was a fellowship leader this year, and it was nice, and I enjoyed being able to be in control, you know, it was fun. I realized that I was actually in charge of these people's lives, and what I spoke to them is life or death, and if I just decided to go off and speak whatever I wanted to them, that was going to affect how they walked, and it was going to affect the whole body. And it just blessed me to see God would tell me to say something, and then how it would affect them, and how they'd be like, wow, you know, this is so great, I can't believe it, and they'd realize more of God's grace or God's faithfulness. And a lot of what I realized this week was just, you know, how great God is, and that whatever he says he's going to do, he does do. And what his word is true, and there's never going to be anything in it that I can't believe, because he's maybe able to believe it. And I realized that if he's faithful to what he says he's going to do, can I be faithful to him? Because he is my father and he's given me all this stuff. Can't I just do what he asked me to do? And I there was one teaching that Dad talked about being stewards. And because we have dorm stewards every year. And sometimes it's easy to think of them, oh yeah, well, they're just the pre-leaders, you know. They're dorm stewards. And then, you know, they go into the big. And I have to stop myself and think, whoa, they're just as important as everybody else. And what they do affects everyone. And it's just amazing because I'd see them doing their thing, you know, cleaning up or reminding people to clean up or just whatever they did. I didn't even know everything they did. And just how it does affect everyone. And 99% of the time, you don't see what people do. What, you know, you don't see them walking in love, and you don't see them, you know, and it always affects the body, no matter what happens. And I kind of got off track, but he was talking about stewards. And if you're not faithful in the little things that God gives you, like if I don't, you know, let's say God gives me a car and I go out and, you know, don't really clean it, it kind of smells like gross or whatever. But everything that I have, God's given me. There's nothing I can say that I got on my own. And if I can't take care of that, then God's not going to give me people to take care of or bigger things to take care of if I can't take care of little things. And that really hit me a lot. And I don't know, I was just blessed to be there this year, and I'm just happy that I'm a daughter of God. And
I'm Christina McCaw. I'm 13. This was my first year at teen camp. And I learned a lot about preaching Christ and stuff, and I also, like, this was like the first time in my entire life that I completely forgot about all my friends and about my life at home. I've never done that before. I'm always worrying about, oh my God, what's happening while I'm gone? You know, I have to know when I get back. I'm gonna have to write everyone emails and find out what happened, and I completely forgot I even had friends. Like, I just forgot, and it was really, really great. And for the first time, I learned a lot about Christ and how much and how he died for us, and how that he died so that we didn't have to suffer and so that we didn't have to think carnally. And I had realized that I had been doing that anyways, and it's not profitable. It's like I really kind of got woke up. It's like, why am I thinking like that after Christ did all that so we don't have to think like that? You know, we don't have to think evil thoughts about our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we don't have to be sold to sin anymore, and we don't have to sin. And I've realized I did that anyways, and it's so carnal, it's so devilish that I would think that way when I don't have to. I don't have to sin, and I do anyways. Why? There's no point in it, and I just realized that it's not helping my life at all, and to think godly thoughts is just so much easier, and it's so much better. It's last night for, like, I used to spend, like, an hour to get, I'd, like, spend an hour trying to get boldness to ask someone what religion they are, you know, and I've realized that I can just say, what do you think of the Lord Jesus Christ? And last night for the first time, I was online and I was talking to some believers and stuff, and some guy IMs me and he goes, hey, I said hi and stuff. And then I go, so I said, I just got back from teen camp and I had a great time. And he goes, really? I'm a Christian. And I said, oh, so you believe that, you know, Christ died for your sins and stuff. I said, you believe that, right? And he goes, well, I don't know. I said, well, that's what it's all about. If you're a Christian, that's what it's all about. If you know about the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that's what life is all about. And I gave him, and he goes, well, sometimes I try to read the Bible. I just don't really understand. I said, well, if you keep reading, it will become less confusing. And I gave him to read. I said for him to read Acts 3 if he wants to know about how sons of God got to give deliverance, you know, making the lame man walk again, signs, miracles, and wonders. And I said, if you want to learn about that, you can read that. And if you want to learn more about how much God has love for you and how much Christ did for you, read Ephesians 2. Because that really just tells you all about what he did for you. And it was just really great. And I just feel like, I'm not ashamed of what I have anymore. I'm not ashamed of my Lord Jesus Christ. I used to be ashamed. I'd be like, oh, God, what is that cute guy going to think if I tell him about my Lord Jesus Christ, you know? What's he going to think? But now I know that that's what life is. And if I can, and I just realized that what would happen if the person that spoke to my parents, well, where would I be if they didn't speak the word to my parents? You know, I wouldn't have the word. And there's a lot of people that might be in the same scenario that I'm in right now if they didn't have the word. So if I share the word with other people, they can keep sharing the word and they can start a whole new generation of a body of Christ. And it can be, you know, our kids, you know, who knows? The person I speak the word to may be the next Apostle Paul, you know, you never know. So that's what I learned.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Holliday, and one thing we kind of learned about this weekend was Revelation. You know, some people were like, well, Revelation, oh, I have a hunch. I think that might be God, you know, maybe. And, like, we really learned that that Revelation is, like, a definite answer. Like, I think it was in, I don't remember what book it was in, but John gets let out of the prison by an angel, and he's like, wow, this is a pretty great dream, you know? And he thinks, wow, it's a revelation, you know? Cool, God, thanks, this is what you're going to do for me. And he gets out in the streets of the city, and the angel leaves him, and he's like, oh, man, that was real. You know, so you're thinking, wow, that must be so cool to get, like, a revelation like that, to know how revelation must be so close to reality because how real it is. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Susanna Mullins. I'm 14. This is my second year at teen camp. And we learned a lot about the body of Christ. And I never really understood, like, how important every single person was in the body of Christ. Because I used to think, oh, man, I'm just this little person. Who cares about me? But not even Jesus Christ can say that he doesn't need us. Like, we all need to be in the body of Christ. And we all need to work together so the body of Christ can edify itself. And that really blessed me a lot. And the other thing that blessed me was I had this cut on my forehead. Well, it wasn't a cut, it was this huge scrape. And it was like so big and it was so ugly. And so I was like, okay, by Christ's stripes I was healed. And before, when I'd cut myself, I'd be like, okay, by Christ's stripes I was healed. Let me go put some Neosporin on it or something. But this time I was like, okay, by Christ's stripes, I was healed. This is God's promise. He's going to come through with this, you know, because God always takes, you know, he always comes through with his promises. And so I believe that, and I prayed for it, and everybody else did too. And it's so small now, it's like not even there practically. And that really blessed me too. And that's it. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Brian Franchi. First of all, I just wanted to say how thankful I was able to go this year. It was the grace of God through Tom and Jeff that I was able to go, because I'm not exactly a teen anymore, but we'll keep that between us. But there's many, many things that blessed me while I was there. But one of the things is a question that I've had that I ask myself all the time, my whole life, is why wasn't I seeing signs, miracles, and wonders? Why wasn't I manifesting that? It's the same God, It's the same spirit within, like in Acts. I mean, there's healing, boom, 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 left, right. There's everywhere, and why wasn't I seeing that? I have that power within. It's the same God. He loves me just as much. Why wasn't I seeing it? And I learned this year that we always recognize the word as truth. That's fact, no doubt about it. And the word is truth, and maybe our belief is a little bit below that. But if we recognize, and always recognize, that it's truth, and then just continue steadfast in your believing and standing upon God's word, then you will, your believing will get to the point where it's just, by Christ's stripes, you're healed, boom, that person's healed. And then it just, sometimes it takes time. I mean, it just takes time sometimes for some people. Some people it may take years. But if you just continue steadfast and standing upon God's word, it's not just while you're at fellowship or not while you're just with the believers, but when you're at home, is what do you do when you're at home? Are you going to put a CD on or watch a movie? Are you going to get into God's word and pray and speak in tongues? So that's really what I had to share. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tommy Sheck. This was my first year at teen camp. It just really blessed me a lot when Tom was teaching about the body of Christ, how Christ needs us, and also like in Acts 5, I think it was, how people, they were just speaking the word and teaching Christ, and people were beating them for it and telling them not to do that, and they just continually spoke the word and taught Christ, and just blessed me how at teen camp, Tom and Jeff just really got into the word, and also they gave us a lot of free time to go alone, and we could read the word and just speak in tongues to with ourselves and to other people. And just really blessed me how much they got into the word, and it really changed me, because now I have like a desire to read the word with, and there was like no distractions there, like TV and stuff. So that, it just really blessed me a lot.
I'm Casey McCaw, and this is my third year at teen camp. I got to be a fellowship leader this year, and that was really cool because got to work with other people, watch other people grow. You know, I don't really know what to say. I got really blessed. It was just, there's no words to describe what went on in my heart. I can't really explain it, but I don't know. I don't know what to say. I realized how much preaching Christ is important. We saw how no matter, we looked at Paul and we saw all the stuff he went through, all the persecution, it was like, and he still stood on God's word, and it was like, how did you do that, you know? It's like, I don't know. I'm done. I got really blessed.
Hi, I'm Rachel Schicks, and this is my third year at teen camp. I'm 15. And I remember last year when Jamin was like, the first year was cool, second year was even better. I can't wait to see what the third year brings. It was awesome. There's this like the first year I went, it was just like the first time I saw so much love, and that really like overwhelmed me, you know? And it was just like an emotional thing. Emotions fade away. When I got back home, I just got off the word right away. And the next year after that, like, I realized I really needed to make the word my own. But the emotional, overwhelmingness was still there. And, you know, I tried to stay on the word, but I also tried to serve man, because the emotion was faded away again. And it was just, like, I was trying to serve both God and man, which the word says you can't do. It didn't work. And this year, it was just so real to me that this stuff that we're learning is real, and
it's not a feeling, it's God. And I know that this year, it's not going to fade away because God does not fade away like emotions do. And it's just, I'm like shaking, I'm like, and like, it's just so amazing how we're going to, like, people, like, okay. We are responsible for speaking the word. God has given that to us. And, I mean, it's kind of, like, scary to be back in the world, but, you know, God's going to take care of us. And I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. And it's like, you know, people, like Paul, people ridiculed him, people stoned him, but that didn't change what he was doing. Like, people are going to think different things about you, but if they're not born again, who cares what a dead person thinks about you, you know? And it's just so, I'm like so pumped up this year. This year is going to be so different for me because it's going to be God this year. It's not going to be, what do these people think about me, or what do these people think about me? It's going to be, what does God think about me? You know? And it's like, the last night, we wrote things down and threw them in the fire, what we wanted to leave behind, what we didn't want to bring back into this world. And I'm just hoping that everyone that did that is really going to stand. And this year, because I know a lot of people feel the same way I do, and it's going to, this year is going to be awesome. It's just going to be God. Oh, I'm so excited for this year. Okay, that's all.
Well, my name is Jay Wilson, and I'm from Massachusetts. I'm 18 years old, and this is my fourth year at camp. I can't remember. There's so many things that just, I can't even tell you everything. Tom was talking a lot about the power of God that we have and the physical wholeness that we have in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, and it was so cool. I think it was last night, Amanda, she had like this really big scar on her foot, and she was shaking because they were going to put peroxide on it, and she was like shaking, and Audrey prayed for her, and then they put the peroxide, and she's like, oh, that feels so good, yes, and she's just like, heavenly peroxide, and I'm just like, hey, whatever floats your boat, you know, if you're healed by Christ's stripes, you know, but that record in Acts and how it talks about Peter was in prison, and the angel came in and smote him because he was sleeping. He was going to die the next day, but he was sleeping that night. Talk about trusting in God, you know, and so the angel came in and smote him, wake up Peter, and then he got out, and he was like, oh, cool, another vision, cool, you know, another vision, but it wasn't another vision, it was real. And that really hit me on how real revelation should and can be for our lives. You know, it should be so clear and so decisive that right there, we know it's God, period. That's it. Thus saith the Lord. You know? And just that record in Ephesians where it talks about the eyes of your heart being enlightened. You know? Just everything in your life just enlightened. And the eyes of your heart being enlightened that you may know the hope of his calling. And what God's called you to be in Christ. And then when you know who you are in Christ, that's when you'll start functioning in the body of Christ. And that's what really blessed me a lot. So. Okay.
My name is Audrey Gurney, and I'm 19. And this is my fifth year at teen camp. And I just wanted to show you something that I learned. And in Philippians, Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." And I've kind of struggled with that for a long time, like, oh, why would God want to tell me anything? I'm just me, you know. But I just realized that he does work in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. We're his children, and we're members in the body of Christ. And that was just so amazing to me that each one of us is so important. I mean, I know sometimes I think, well, I don't really matter. It doesn't really matter. But it does matter. It matters what you do with your life. It matters what you do when you're not in fellowship, when you're at home, all the time, because we're members in particular. We've been called to one body. And I just really realized that, like, you can't... What do you think when you see each other? I mean, we can all smile and say, God bless you, but what are you thinking? And it's just so important that we think the word about each other. Because God, Jesus Christ died for us, and God has made us righteous, and God has made us what we are. And if we're thinking anything other than that, well, you know, I'm a little bit better because I'm a fellowship leader, you know. Or, yeah, I'm a little bit better because I go to fellowship like 3 times a week. That's not true. What does the word say about us? If you never go to fellowship, if you go to fellowship all the time, no matter what you do, it doesn't change anything what God has made us in Christ. It doesn't change that. It doesn't change his word. It doesn't make him think we're a little bit better. And yesterday we were talking about in Timothy about the words eating like a canker, and how words that aren't the word of God, they eat away at us so slowly, pretty soon we don't even have the word of God anymore. And it's not just like, oh, well, if you don't do the word, you might go to hell. It's littler than, it's like, well, you are saved by grace, but you know, I'm a little bit better today because I prayed for 2 hours. Even words like that, if we don't continually hold up the standard of the word and what it says, then we just wait 30 years and it'll be gone. And I just realized how important it is together as a body of Christ to think the truth about each other, and that God really does work in every one of you. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I used to analyze things like, oh, did I do that right? I don't know if I did it right. Or it doesn't matter what I do. God's made me what I am. And we just live the word. Just be you with Christ in you. And then you function in the body. And it all works together. And you don't have to analyze like, oh my gosh, did I do it right? God works in you. I remember, like, I was really worried about something, and Jeff was just like, hey, God works in you. And I'm like, oh yeah. And then the next day, like twice in manifestations, God said, I work in you to will and to do of my good pleasure. And then right after that, the thing with Amanda happened, and I knew that when I prayed, I knew that she wasn't going to be in pain at all, and she knew it too. God works in all of us. And it's not like, well, God works in me a little bit more or anything like that, or God doesn't work in me at all. We're all the same. It's just one body. And I don't know. That's what I really saw, so thanks.
I'm Andrew Luden. I'm 13. This is my first year at teen camp, and really blessed me just seeing the body work together, how it can be, and just also about speaking the word and just preaching Christ. Like in the word, it says that Paul was in death oft. If I was killed, I don't think I'd just be like, okay, now I'm going to just go to the next town and speak the word. He was stoned, and then the next thing that he did was he preached the word. It's just so awesome that, you know, you don't have to care what anybody says about you. It's just doesn't matter. You can just preach the word with boldness. That's just what I have to say.
I'm Brendan Burke, and this is my first year at teen camp. And one thing that blessed me was just how, you know, the Apostle Paul, he went through it, like, you know, he got, you know, in deaths oft and in perils and shipwrecks and everything. And he just, it helped me realize how much I can be, because, I mean, it's the same spirit, and how much that I can be just like the Apostle Paul. I can, you know, I can preach Christ and not care whether I get stoned, whether I die, whether, you know, anything, because it's for God. And it blessed me a lot, because we were reading, you know, right before the Apostle Paul was about to die, and he just said, he's coming home from a feast, when his death is like coming home from, you know, a big party or a big feast. And it just helped me realize how much I can love God's word, to enjoy and just love whether or not I get beaten or stoned or made fun of. I can still have a great time doing it, because I know I'm doing it for my Father, my Heavenly Father. And the other thing that blessed me was just how, I mean, I had read verses, you know, about the body of Christ, and, you know, we it edifies itself in love. But I hadn't really seen that, you know, demonstrated. And, you know, I went to teen camp, and I know that I can, if I have a problem, I could have gone to anyone there, and they would help, and they would help me out, and they would have showed me things in the Word, and I would have been taken care of. And I just realized, my dad talked about, you know, we're a new race, and we're, you know, the unbelievers are closer to the animals than they are to us, and we don't have to worry about what they think, because they're not important. They're just gonna die, and we're not. So, and it just helped me realize, you know, if one person doesn't operate their ministry, the body can still get along. But, you know, when someone has a problem, their need might not get met because you're not operating your ministry. And it also helped me realize, you know, that the body's not just a bunch of individuals who come to church on Sunday and read God's word, but we're one, and we all work together. And that's all I have to say.
Hello, I'm Sean Frithioff, and this is my third year here at Teen Camp. And this year, I'm really thankful I went to it, and it's been a real blessing for me. This year, we learned about the Apostle Paul and how he spoke the word to everybody. Like, he really walked with God and stuff. And that really blessed me and stuff. But wait, we can speak the word to everybody just as much as he did. We can really walk with God and we also learned about ministries and like how everybody has their own ministry and they all fit together to make one whole body. So each and every one of you guys out there, you guys are just as important as everybody else. So we can all just fit together and be one whole body, and, you know, just each, I can't describe, it's just, we can all like help each other. And this before teen camp, I was kind of like not that excited about the word. I was kind of like, oh, well, maybe it's not my thing. But this year, it just really hit me. It really hit me how great God is and how powerful his word is, and how it's really important. And it's going to be like, you know, like how much he loves us, that he sent his only son for us, and that for each and every one of you, like, he loves you so much that he just did that, and so we can live forever and ever with him. And that just really blessed me, and it helped me make a couple decisions, like great decisions in my life. And I'm going to really, you know, so, well, that's all I have to say. So God bless.
Hi, my name is Jenna Heath. This was my first year at teen camp, and it was one of the best weeks I've ever had. This week has blessed me a lot. The past couple years, I wanted to go, but I was really scared. This year, my parents, they said that I had to go, and I was I was like, okay, and I told my cousins and everybody last year that they had to make me go this year, and I'm really glad they did. I was really blessed. All these people here are so wonderful. That you gotta go and you have to preach the word. People are out there and they're dying and they don't even realize it. I was on the phone hours last night talking to my boyfriend, telling him all these wonderful things that happened this week. And how much he said he had all these questions, and this week something really tragic happened to us. My best friend's dad shot his mom and he turned himself, the gun on himself. When that happened on Tuesday, was it? I don't remember. It happened sometime. And Wednesday, God was telling me that I had to pray for the people here because there was something wrong and I didn't know what it was. So I started praying, and when I got back, I was just blown away because I didn't know if that was really him talking to me or me just whatever. There's been a lot this week. We learned how to take care of ourselves and that you have... I was just really blessed. I left probably every single teaching crying. It was just great. I had Ruth Hurley as my fellowship leader this week, and I went to teen camp, and I told myself that I have to learn. I'm gonna speak in tongues and interpret. I'm just going to. Me and Ruth and another girl named Leah, we all got together, and I spoke in tongues and interpreted for my first time. And I just could not get a smile off my face. Like, it was wonderful. She's like, you want to do it again? I was like, yeah, of course I do. My cousin Chris told me that I was going to leave it crying. I was really nervous. I sat here Sunday morning like, oh, God. I'm not going to know anybody. Thinking all these stupid worldly thoughts, like nobody's going to like me. Everybody's just going to be like, ew, who's that girl? I don't know her. I get there and Stephanie comes up and she gives me a hug. And I'm just like, okay, I can do this. And everybody's just like so loving and they're giving me hugs. And they're like, yeah, I'm so proud of you for coming, you know. And Chris, you were right, man. I was sitting there the last night bawling my eyes out. I didn't want to leave, man. If they would have offered me to stay and live there, and I would have lived there, okay? Even though the beds were all creaky and I had to sleep on the top bunk and take cold showers every morning, I'd do it for the rest of my life. I was really, really, really blessed this week. Tom made me come up here and talk, and I'm really glad you made me. But I knew I'd start crying. But I don't know what to say. I was just really blessed, and I'm really glad I went. And when Jamin and Rachel were saying that first year was good, second year is best, well, let me tell you, first year was wonderful. What's the next year going to be like? How am I going to handle that one? But I'll be able to handle it. But yeah, I just want to thank everybody for making me feel welcome, and thank Tom for teaching, and it was just great. So.
My name's Alfred Covington, and I'm 13 years old. You could take that one to the bank, right? Cash in on it. But I feel like these teens, this is my first year, you know, and man, what a wonderful, wonderful time it's been for every one of these teens, but not only for them, also for myself. And I probably can speak on behalf of the rest of the staff, because not only were the teens restored and comforted and healed and put back together from God's word, but I believe that every one of us received the same from God's word. These guys were restored. They were put back together from God's word. And we all were. And I believe that, you know, one of the reasons that God opened a window here for them to share, so that the whole body, this part of the body, can be put back together. You know, you see the excitement, you see the love that these guys share. I feel the same way. You know, I'm still one of those ones who believe that this excitement can go on, because that's God's heart. It's not just for the teens. It's for all of us to, again, rekindle that fire of God's word, that if it came down to it, we're still willing to have the word of God mean what it meant to us when we first got into it, like these guys. And some of you know what I'm talking about. We've lost the flame. But I honestly believe that God made it available for them year after year to come back and relight that flame for us. And we need to take heed to what they've shared, the restoration that they've received, that they're now given to us, that God wants us to have. And seriously, take heed to it, you know, and pick these guys' brain. Pick our brains that were a part of these weeks, and let God speak to us. Let God give us what he wants us to have from his word. They just weren't a little group of people that were there for a week, and it's supposed to die. You know what I'm saying? And those of us that are parents, God forbid if we just let this walk away. We need to take time with these children and work with their hearts, work with their lives in God's word, and pull out what God taught them this week. And I guarantee you, it will bless your life immensely. And the other thing I want to say is, man, what a great body of Christ we have here. And this week was an eye-opening experience for me, not only the doctrinal side of the word of God, but, you know, Kathy Burke came to the thing deathly sick, who had to get a release just to be there. You know what I'm saying? That God is still willing to work in people's lives. If we're willing to allow God to work in our lives, that he'll take us to degrees that are unimaginable, if we'll just open up our lives and our hearts to God's word. And I'm sure, you know, census-wise, it probably wasn't the most pleasant thoughts or the most pleasant experience, but she was willing to say yes to God's word and to move on God's word and to believe that, well, not to believe, but to know that that's where God wanted her. So are we ready to go? You know, that's the question I ask. And the other vital part that really was tremendously humbling for me was, you know, to realize that, man, this indeed is a body of Christ. Not all of us are at the one particular moment in time designated to be the man up front or the woman up front. But are we honestly and genuinely supporting the man up front? Are we honestly and genuinely that the man up front or the woman up front or the child up front is working and walking with God to speak and do what God wants them to do? It was an incredibly reproving week for me. I need to change some thoughts in my life. I need to bring my heart back to God's word in areas such as this. And let God do what God needs to do. If you're not the man to speak God's word 5 minutes from now, we need to get behind the man or the woman that's speaking God's word. Because that's how we're going to see the greatness of this one body of Christ here in Central Ohio move dynamically the way God wants it to move. And they're men. They're not always going to do everything perfect. They're not always going to do everything according to the way you think they ought to do it. But if they're doing it the way God wants it done, then that's the say-all be-all. And if it's God's word out front leading, take heed to it and get behind it and follow it, because you'll be blessed. Okay, so God bless you.
Jamin Karoti. This is my fifth year. Yeah, teen camp. It was great. I got really blessed. It was a lot of fun, but it was fun because it was the Word of God. It's not because it was, you know, ooh, teen camp. It was because it's, hey, it's the Word of God. For a week, immerse yourself completely in the Word of God for an entire week in a body of believers that have their hearts set to walk with God and to have their hearts in the Word of God and their minds in the Word of God for an entire week. And that's why it's a blessing. I know Tom and Phil last year both said, oh, it's not something in the trees and it's not something in the water. It's because it's the Word of God. I was a dorm steward, and, you know, that was really wonderful because God placed me to make sure that other people's hearts were prepared to receive the Word of God. Their hearts had less worries on them so that they could take the Word of God in their hearts and they can hold it fast and they can walk out on it. You know, it's not just fellowship leaders. It's not just, oh, there's Tom and there's Mike, you know, and then here's us. So, oh, just listen to Tom. We'll sing for Mike. We'll just sit here. No, you know, it was faithful men and women in Acts that serve as tables. It's faithful women, men and women at teen camp that were dorm stewards. It's faithful men and women here that hand out name tags, that set up these tables and chairs, and do all these wonderful things so that you can come in and receive the Word of God with gladness. And, you know, oh, what's my ministry? What's my ministry, you know? Just do the Word of God. Put it on in your heart. Walk with God. Listen to God. He will show you. He is faithful. He has many promises in His Word you can walk out on, every single one of them. His Word is truth. It's a solid rock. You know, these aren't your junior brothers and sisters. These aren't your, you know, oh, the little kids in Christ. No. Your sons of God, sons and daughters of God, they're sons and daughters of God. You're part of the body of Christ. They're part of the body of Christ. You have ministries. They have ministries. We have ministries, I guess. And it's not going to work unless you put the Word of God on in your heart and you realize this. It's not going to work unless you realize, well, I'm a child of God. You know, there's humility and there's being humble. And that's not, oh, you know, I'm the big toe on the body of Christ. I'm a wart on the big toe of the body of Christ. Or, you know, I'm that fungus in the shoes in the body of Christ. You know, that's not it. It's, you're a member in particular. The body of Christ needs you. Jesus Christ, the head, needs you to operate. It's not only thinking, well, this is what I was before Jesus Christ, before I believed Jesus Christ died for me, but this is what I am now because Jesus Christ died for me. I'm going to walk on this. That's humble. I just got really blessed, and I'm so thankful for Tom and Jeff and all the staff and all these wonderful teens that went into teen camp with the decision on their hearts that I'm going to walk for God today, that I'm going to do His Word today, that I'm going to walk in love today. So, God bless.
Hi, my name is Andrew Parkhurst. Oh, man, I have a lot of things to share, but I first want to say sorry for how I look. I realize how much I depend on my mom for laundry. Well, I go to teen camp. First day, I see everyone there, and I think, oh, it's so great to see everyone there. It's so great to be with all these believers. And it's, you know, the Word of God that was taught was really great, but something really didn't feel right. I mean, that night, I stayed awake, and I was like, I'm at teen camp, but it just didn't feel right. I mean, there was something missing from teen camp when it started out. And everyone here, most people here have been really blessed by what Tom taught on the body of Christ. When teen camp really came alive for me was when that happened. The word of God in people's hearts. And they really started acting like they were a member of the body of Christ. That's when teen camp really started. When we all started being children of God. We all played our part. And just, you could see the love in people, you know, really feel it. And the power of God was just working in people. And another thing that really blessed me was I saw two people speak in tongues for the first time that week. And you could just see it, you know, they trusted God. I mean, I had forgotten the fear of first speaking in tongues. And they just trusted God, and God was right there for them. You know? It was awesome. And, well, this was my third year of teen camp, and I was blessed to have the opportunity to be a leader this year, fellowship leader. And I'll tell you the truth. First time when Tom told me that I was going to be a fellowship leader, I was scared to death. I thought to myself, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. Who am I? I'm nothing. How am I going to be able to, you know, take care of all these guys? I. I just had to realize that it wasn't me. It was God. It was God that was going to guide me. God that gave me the power to be able to be a leader. It was God that was working in these people, not me. It was God. As soon as I started realizing that, just things started to happen. Okay? Just, you got to give it to God. And that's all I would like to share today. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Becca Thompson. I'm just blessed to be up here. This year at teen camp, I think it really hit me how real God's word is. And like, everything I learned was practical. I noticed, like, I remember hearing the tape from last year's sharing, and everyone was crying, but no one is this year. And I think Rachel really hit it on the head that it was, everyone learned it was real, and it's not an emotion, because emotions do die away, but God's word lasts forever, and it stands fast forever. And just when all of us teens, when we realize that it's not just emotions that die away, but it's the word, and we hold fast on that, it's not going to die away. And I'm just so thankful that I learned that this year, and really that it's something that can just hold fast. And I think the other very important thing I learned was how important it is to have a personal relationship with God. People talked about how I learned that we're going to, you know, we should preach Christ and how Paul preached Christ. But if you're not filled, you have nothing to preach. You know, if you're empty, you can't fill something else that's empty. And, you know, it's difficult to preach Christ or to like try and serve if you're not talking to God, you're not praying with them. You can't. You'll run around and be like, oh, why is this so difficult? And you'll get frustrated and be like, I don't want to do that anyway. But you've got to have that personal relationship with God, because then everything comes so easy and you're blessed and you're just always talking to God. He's always taking care of you and you're just happy. And, you know, you're going to mess up, but then you're like, oh, God, I messed up. And then, you know, he's going to help you right then and there. He'll be there to meet your needs. And that's just so vitally important. That's just really what I learned. So thank you.
My name is Stephen Palazzolo. I've been to teen camp. This is my fifth year. I gotta admit, the first time I went to teen camp, I was like, oh, are we gonna sleep in tents or how's this gonna be? I was kind of like, kind of scared. Plus, I was the only one from my area coming there, so I felt kind of alone. But as soon as I got there, it was hugs, love everywhere. I was just so shocked when I first got there. This year, it was just 10 times over. It was awesome. there was teaching about Paul and how he went into this city, healed this lady, and then they threw him in jail. They beat him and threw him in jail. And just, I was like, why? I mean, he just healed somebody and they throw him in jail and beat him. And then the cool part was he was a Roman, but they didn't know that then. And it was cool that like how like Revelation works, like God didn't tell him before that he should say he's a Roman. He told him afterwards, and Paul waited all that time and he just took it until God said, okay, tell him you're Roman. And after that, he went and met back with the family that he preached Christ to, and then he just left. And I thought that was really cool how he could take such a stand on God's word. And like when I first left last time from Bible camp, it was kind of like, well, I'm going back into the real world. And I got stuck up in the same rut, like, I want to be the same as everybody. I want to do their things, play sports, all that. And I just left God, like, over here in its own, like, little box. And I knew I was missing something, but I never really took the time to look and say, hey, this is what I'm missing. It's right here in front of me. And it's like, this year, I don't want to be the same. I don't want to do the same thing over. I want to be somebody different. I want to show everybody else how God blessed me, how we are all saved, how Jesus Christ paid for all of our sins. And when at this camp this year, it had been about a year since I spoke in tongues. And so when they called on me to speak in tongues in front of everybody, I was like, oh, man. But, like, right as soon as I was like, wow, I can do this. I was like, everybody around here loves me. And I'm like, God's like, whoa. I was like, geez, this is awesome. And so I spoke in tongues and I sat down and I was like, I'm not even shaking. I was like, right now, I'm like a little nervous, but I'm not like, oh. It was awesome. God bless. That was
Hi, I'm Jared Thomas, and I'm from Georgia. This is my first year at teen camp. And when I came to teen camp, I thought I was just going to be, like, there and have fun. But then it happened. It just clicked. And I was like, wow. And I love the teachings. And, the first teaching I went to, I wanted it to be over. And then, like, the rest, I was looking forward to the teachings, and I wanted to go to them. And I didn't want them to end. So it was like, I don't know. There's this one record that really stuck to me that there are these husband and wife, and they were one of those believers that were like believer on Sunday, and they went home and they were natural believer. And then so they're like, well, we're going to sell our land for like, say they sold it for $20,000 or 20,000 pieces or whatever they had. And they gave them 10,000 or half of it. And they're like, yeah, we gave you all the money from our land. And they're like, and then they strut around. They're like, yeah, we gave all our money to you. We're cool. We're like higher than you are because we gave all our money. And then a word got out and the person found out that they didn't give all the money and they lied. And so the husband came up to the guy and was like, he goes, so you gave all the money to us? And he's like, yep. And then he just fell down and died. And then some of the people just picked him up, and then they buried him. And then, like, say 2 hours later, and the wife comes in, and she doesn't know that her husband's dead. And the minister goes, so you gave all the money to us? And and she's like, yep, we gave all the money. And then she just falls down and dies. And they take her and bury her away. So, and I was just thinking, like, she could have given the $10,000 and kept $10,000 and told them that, and they would have been blessed even though they didn't get all of it, and God wouldn't have cared. And that's all I wanted to say.
Hello, my name is Amber Snyder. I'm 15, and this is my third year of teen camp. And I've pretty much known all of you pretty much my whole life. And I was just kind of thinking about what Amanda was saying, that do you really know my heart? You know what I mean? Do you know what goes on in my heart from God's word? Do you know what electrifies me? Do you know that I need a hug? You can't know that. You can't know my heart unless you get revelation from God to do so. And we can do that. That's what I learned a lot this week, was to just walk with God and just let him take care of it, because, you know, I can't do it on my own. I'm just going to fall. I'm just going to fall. And, you know, I just really got confidence that I can hear God's voice. You know, I have the same seed as Jesus Christ did, and he's our brother. You know, do you know that he died for you? Do you know what he went through? I mean, I don't know if I would even have the guts to die for, you know, my Casey or somebody. I love you and everything, but, you know, dying for you is a little bit much. He loved us that much, and that's just so great. He loved us so much, and we can love that way. We can love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Like, Jenna, I love you so much, girl. I love you so much. And I don't really know what to say to you, because Tom asked me to keep it short, and I just have so much to share with all of you. But just come and talk to me, and I'll tell you everything that went on last week, later. Because there was so much. I mean, the devil was working overtime this week, especially. I mean, the devil was working overtime this week. When there's a light that's lit in the middle of a dark room, not only do we see it, but the devil sees it too. And he comes over there to try to quench it, try and put it out. But we can, you know, like Tom was saying, the sheep's trying to eat away, you know, trying to eat away at our word that we're hiding in our heart. But we can continue to hide in our heart. And we need to exhort each other to do that. We need to love each other enough to say, hey, are you reading your word? Do you know that the devil's trying to get at you? Do you want me to help you? Do you want to go aside and read the word for 2 hours? Do I need to give you a hug? Do I need to take that tick out of your arm even though you don't want me to? You know, do I need to stick a pencil through the toilet paper so that it stays up so that you don't drop it? Anything, you know what I mean? Just walking in love to the point where it's any little thing. And I just saw that so much this week. You know, it's just such a blessing to be around believers. Why would I want to hang out with unbelievers? You know what I mean? I love you guys, and I need you to love me too and think the best of me, because sometimes that's hard for me, and sometimes it's hard for you, but we just cover for each other. You know what I mean? When you're having a bad day, I come over and say, hey, I love you. When I'm having a bad day, come over and give me a hug. Say, do you want to go read the word with me? You're my sister in Christ. I look out for you. Or else, you know, if you don't look out for me and I don't look out for you, then the devil just has us over. You know what I mean? And the one thing that I also learned a lot was that we walk in love with each other, not only because it says in God's word to do so, but because when I'm loving you, that makes you, to the best of your ability, be able to do your ministry in the body of Christ. And just makes the body stand so much better and so much stronger as one man. And that's it. I love you guys so much. God bless you. And thank you very much, Tom, for wherever you are. Thank you very much. I love you very much. You bless my life so much. I'm so thankful that you love all of us so much to remind us of the word, even when you need to be mean. I love you.
My name is Stephanie Schott, and I'm from Tennessee, and this was my fourth year at teen camp. And it's been an amazing experience. Every year, I've learned a lot. And this year, I got to be a fellowship leader. And I learned a lot about just going meek to God, going meekly to God and just saying, I can't do this. I can't lead these people to your word without your help. And it was amazing to get revelation from God and to work his word and to bless other people's lives, and then to see how they would bless other people's lives. And it was just amazing to have God work in my heart and to see him work in other people's hearts. And that's what happened for me. So.
Hi, everyone. My name's Ann Fleming, and this is my fifth year at teen camp. And this year, I was a dorm steward, and oh, wow, what a blessing was that. I just got to pray for these girls that were in my cabin, and I just got to make sure that each one of them were blessed, and I got to love each one of them and talk to them. And like, one thing in particular that happened was so many girls in my cabin were getting sick. And it wasn't just like a simple sickness, it was a sickness that was keeping them from going to the teachings. And also at that, the devil, oh my gosh, He was just trying to get to everybody there so much. All these tragic things were happening. And, like, this one night, I was getting really upset about it. And so I just sat in this cold, wet field, and I just prayed for a really long time, and I was really blessed. And that night in particular, somebody got sick, and it was so hard because there was another girl that was just really upset about stuff that was going on. And so I stayed up half the night with her, and we read the first chapter of, don't remember what it's called, but it's a Dr. Werewolf book. And it just really, I think it just blessed us both a lot, and we were able to sleep. And then the next morning, I don't know, I just got kind of down. I was like, the devil's just getting to us, and I got upset. And so I went outside, and I spoke in tongues, and I was like, dang it, I'm tired of being weak. I'm going to be strong. And so I was so blessed because I wasn't going to let the devil take over my week and ruin it for me. And it was just, it was a really big blessing. So thank you.
Hello, I'm Nicole Covington. This year is my second year at Teen Camp. And like, I got there, you know, and Monday, like Andrew said, like I didn't really feel like I was there. I was just like, oh, Teen Camp, yay. You know, it didn't really, I don't know, it didn't really feel like everybody was walking in love there. And and, you know, I just wasn't really into it. I was just like, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to read the word, learn a few scriptures, whatever. And then, like, Tuesday, you know, we had our teachings, and I wasn't really, I was paying attention, but then again, I wasn't, you know, sit there and take my notes and, like, write down, you know, doing what you do when you're sitting there listening. But it wasn't, like, really getting through to me as much. And then Tuesday night comes along, and Tom's teaching, and like, the minute he began, like my eyes were like, whoosh, they like open, and like he's teaching about, he's sitting there, and he's like, really stressing that like Andrew and Casey and Rachel and all of us that are like younger, we're it, we're going to be the people that have to study the word and get to know God and make the body of Christ work. And I like, it really hit me really hard that night that I really need to work at this. Like, don't turn on my radio and listen to the music. Like, grab your Bible and read what God says about you. And like, the body of Christ is like so great. I never really noticed that. And like, I don't know, it was just like that first day, it didn't seem like everybody was working together like as much as last year. And then like you could just see God working in Tom so much that night. And I think it hit a lot of people besides me that, you know, that we really have to like get on track about this, because it's real and it's the truth and it's like the only thing that matters in your life. And I just like right now I'd like to ask for Casey and Rachel and Nina, Amanda, Andrew, like if you see me falling and I'm not standing on God's word, to like correct me and to like be there for me. And just, you know, you can get revelation too. And just, I just like to see this year, all of us working together and helping each other. I think it's going to be a great year. That's it.
Hi, God bless. My name is Kevin Hurley, and this is my second year at Teen Camp. This year I got to work in the kitchen. And I learned that kitchen work is hard work. And I'm never going to complain to my wife again. uh, seriously though, as the week went on, Tom and Jeff did such an outstanding job on declaring the Book of Acts. And a while ago I was asked a question by a believer, and he said to me, "What's the difference between your fellowship and this church down the street?" He says, "I'm still a member of the body of Christ." So I had to think about that. And this week, as the Book of Acts was so wonderfully declared, I got to see God's church. Right? You guys are great. These members of the body of Christ here, the love of God that came forth between us all is such a wonderful blessing and example. But to see God's church, not just a religion, not just a place you go every Sunday or every Thursday, to see the love of God in action, and different members in particular, you know. And I learned, sometimes you think, "Oh, what's my ministry?" You know, and you sit there and think, "Oh, you can do that." I learned my ministry is to believe and do the Word of God. You know, and then that makes life simple. And that's what we have in this awesomely wonderful teaching of the Word of God. I'm so thankful to be here and to be able to hear it, is God's truth. And I think that's what we're all into, you know. And God's true church is the body of Christ. And how through the Book of Acts we saw the untainted purity of what a son of God means, what it means to be in the body of Christ. And they preached Christ. And there's no rules, there's no laws, just love. And it's so thankful to witness it and be a part of it and to understand God's church. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amy Melland and I live in Georgia. This is was allowed the privilege of being on staff this year at Teen Camp. And Tom and Jeff, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was just a great privilege. And my four children were also there this year, and it's just a great time. And I'm just so very thankful for this in their lives throughout the year, and for you, even though we're out of area, allowing us to come in. And two things that I wanted to, that meant a lot to me, was when Apollos, I'm just going to read one little verse. He was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, and he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Even though he was diligent and he was fervent and he loved the Lord, he didn't know about the completed work of Jesus Christ. And I saw how clearly that when we do witness to people, we do reach out to people, we make known that completed work. We don't make known a class or a fellowship or a church or ourselves. We just make known the completed work of Christ. And when we do that, some are going to mock, some are going to say, "Oh, I'll talk to you again about it," and some will do other things. But Tom taught us that it's going to separate the sheep from the goats very quickly when we get right to the point. And we really cannot accomplish anything for people unless we teach them how to be born again. And the other thing was about Thomas trying to explain the pressure that the Sanhedrin put on Paul and company as they made known Christ. And it came up that for our kids, when they're at school, it's their friends that are in that same category. You know, we don't have the ruling body as their friends, and that is the pressure is the same that they face. It helped me realize how I can help them to make known Christ in their lives. So, thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Margie Mullins. This is my fourth year, and this has been a big privilege for me to be able to come to Teen Camp and see the lives of everyone change and the lives of all the teens too. Not only the teens, but the big people too, the people that were helping. And I'm very thankful. And there's a lot of people that have spoken to me that they want to be able to help at Teen Camp. Well, you can. You can pray. Prayer is very important. I've found out that prayer is very needed, not only prayer for a teen camp, but prayer for each other all the time. And pray to be able to speak the word to people. If people believe Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's all it takes. And a person is saved. They're not gonna die and rot away, and that's it. You know, that they're not gonna burn in hellfire. They're gonna be saved. They're gonna have righteousness. And that's a wonderful thing for people. And so that's all I wanted to share.
So blessed to have you on staff every year. I do want to mention here, because Margie mentioned to me, and this will help you understand that teens are still teens, wonderful believers, but they're still teens, because Margie, I guess you've got all the stuff they left behind, right? Bibles and clothes and all that, water bottles, all that stuff. So they are still teens, but boy, what a bunch of Word of God living in your heart. So if you left something behind, if you haven't come down to earth enough to know you lost it yet, when you do, Margie's probably got it, right?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you, dear. I'm just going to go with it. Yeah.